Okay, today's daf is Sukkah Daf Lamed, and today we're going to talk about a couple of ideas related to the sugya of mitzvah haba'ah ba'aveira. Again, it's a huge topic. We'll just make a couple of ha'aris related to the topic. So, of course, this comes up at the beginning of the perek. Lulav ha'gazel v'hayav ish basel. A stolen lulav is not allowed to be used. So the question is, why can't you use a stolen lulav? And it sounds like, says the Gemara, that it doesn't matter what day of Sukkot you're talking about. Kapasik v'tani lo shna b'yatav rishon lo shna b'yatav sheni. Doesn't matter if it's yatav rishon or yatav sheni, you can't use a stolen lulav. Or a dry lulav, dried out lulav, as the Mishnah says. The question is, why not? Why not? Ask the Gemara, Bishlama, I understand Yavesh you can't use because that's an issue of Hadar. Hadar being, and the Pasuk says, pre-eats Hadar, and we know that applies not only to Esro, but to all the Dalin Minim, and therefore you can't use a dried out min. Ela guzzle, what about stolen? Why is stolen a problem? So Bishlama beyond the free shown, I understand on the first day, Dichsiv Lachem Mishalachem, the lulav has to be yours on the first day of Sukkot. Ela beyond the Sheni, on my low, but on Yantav Sheni, why is it that you can't use a stolen lulav? Elm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shurma, Yechai Mishum Tahavile Mitzvah Haba Baveira. Because Mitzvah Haba Baveira, there's a mitzvah that comes through an Aveira based on a pasuk. Shneamar Bavaisim Gazol Vesapiseh Vesachola. The pasuk in Malachi, Hashem says, you bring to me your animals for karbanos that are stolen, that are lame, that are sick. Gazel dumya to piseach, and we compare the pasuk, the stolen, to the lame. Ma piseach lesli takanta, just like a lame is a balmum and therefore cannot be used, right? Rashi says, la'achar zman lachrivo, shremum kavua olamisu, right? It's a, you can't, there's no time in the future that it will become ra'ui to use because it's as a mum. Av gazel, let's say takata, so too stolen, you learn from here, never has a takana, you can't use it, lo shna lefnei yeyush, v'lo shna la'achar yeyush. Not even after Yeish, right? Rashi, Avgazul, Yafidan Mina, Deilo Takana, Lacherzman. There's no Takana to bring this stolen animal. Yafilu b'Yeish. Even if there is Yeish, you hear from the owner, Dashamina Leilamare. You hear if the owner says, Demiyeish v'yomer, Vaile l'chisaron kis. That, woe to me that I lost my money and I can't get it back. There's still a problem. And the Rashi continues, V'yavagadlinin mikni amrinan bababakama dekani lebiyesh v'avididei. And even though there are days in Perak Merubah, daf samaches and babakama, that Yeush works as a kinyan for regarding dini mamanis, afilu hachi, akruvi lemizbeach lo, but to bring it on the mizbeach, that would not be allowed. So the Gemara says, why not? So Vishlava, that's what the Pasuk, that's what we learn from the Pasuk, from the Hekish in the Pasuk, between Gazel and Biseach. But Vishlava, if they Yeush, they say, why before Yeush you can't bring it as a carbon? Adam ki akru mikem amrachman of alavdi dehu, and it's not yours before Yeush. So after Lachar Yeush, akad yebeush, but after Yeush, you were to kona it. So why is there still a problem? Me'olam yishum dehavile mitzvah ba ba'veira. It must be because mitzvah ba ba'veira, and therefore even after Yeush, there's still a problem of mitzvah haba ba'avera. And the Gemara also says the next pasuk, Amar Yochanan Mishum Mishum Mayachai, Mai Dechsev Ani Hashem, Ki Ani Hashem Oev Mishpat, Sone Gezel Ba'ola. I am Hashem who loves judgment. Sone Gezel Ba'ola. I hate stolen items as a karban. And that's what the Mashal gives. Mashal Melech Basav Adam, Shei Over Al Beis HaMeches. There was a king that was passing by the tax collectors. He said to his servants, you know, pay the taxes. But the tax collectors give you the money. So why should we have to pay the taxes if it's going to come back to you? No, if I give, then all the travelers will learn from me. And they won't try to hide away and not pay the meches. So to Hashem says, yes, all the animals are mine. But I don't want you to bring them through stolen. Ani Hashem, Soni Gozel Ba'ola. V'meni Yilmadu Banai, V'yavrichu Atzman, Min HaGezel. So the Gemara says that there is the problem by Karbanos of Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveira, and that applies to Lulav as well. And the Gebraisa says then, says a Beferish, in Marnami, or the Amora. Amar Bi'ami, Yavish Pasul Mishim Dein Hadar, Gozel Pasul Mishim Dehavile Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveira. So this is the sugya, one of the major sugyas in Shas, Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveira. There are, we like to say, three related topics where mitzvahs and aveiras overlap, and each one of them requires its own discussion. Number one, mitzvah bav aver, which we're going to talk about a little bit. Again, we're just going to touch on a few items today. And then the sugya of aseh dochel los aseh. That's also a sugya of mitzvah san averos, where to aseh, you have to be dochel los aseh, the three of the blot, or four of the blot in the first parak of Masechta Yevamos, and towards the end of Masechta Shabbos in parak of Blessed Demila, and many places where the aseh is dochel los aseh, and lav anitak laseh, where an aveir was done, and the way you fix it is by doing the aseh. So each one of these has a different interplay between the mitzvah and the aveira. Mitzvah bav aveira should not be done. Don't do the aveira, and then the mitzvah. Aseh dochalos aseh should be done, right, where the principle applies. Where the principle applies, we do the aseh, even though we're quote-unquote violating the los aseh. Maybe it's hutra, maybe it's dechuya. And then finally, lavanitik laseh, where the los aseh was already done. So then, the halach is that you should do the aseh to try to be menatek the lav. Good. So our Gemara quotes a pasuk as the source for mitzvah baba there, but the pasuk in Malachi. So it's interesting that you need a pasuk. It's not a svara. I might have said that, of course you can't do a mitzvah ba'aver. You think Hashem wants that? The Hashem is interested in your stealing and then using that for a karban? He told you not to steal. So now he's telling you, you know, even mitzvah ba'avera, so wouldn't that be a svara? So maybe, you know, misvara, of course it's terrible. Of course it's a sin. But sometimes we know in halacha, sometimes sins work. Right, like chai ve'lav, and a chai ve'lav and tries to get married. A kohen tries to marry a grusha, they're married. Kohen Gadol tries to marry an Almana, they're married. It's just that they're living in sin. But Chai Ve'Lavin work when they try to get married, unlike Chai Ve'Krisus, for example. But maybe because sometimes it works, so maybe I would have thought, so to hear, it's a sin what you're doing, but it still works. Still works as the mitzvah. Right? Kamash Malon, maybe that's the chiddush of the pasuk, that it doesn't work. It doesn't work as a you're not yotzei the mitzvah, right? And this relates to the other area where mitzvah bav aveira is discussed by the Rishonim, and that's in this Masechta, and that's earlier in Daf Tes. The Gemara on Daf Tes earlier discusses tzitzis and sukkah, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk to exclude a stolen sukkah, right? Limute gezula. That's what the Gemara says. Comparing it to tzitzis, that it has to be yours. But chaga sukkah tasa lachal lachal shib chovcha hubayla labute gzula. So you have a pasuk to exclude a stolen sukkah. So ask the Rishonim there, why do you need a pasuk for it to exclude a stolen sukkah? Just say it's mitzvah bav aveira, learned out from the pasuk in Malachi. And even if you don't have a pasuk, it's still a problem. What is the extra pasuk adding? So Tosfos right here on the spot says, well, this is a big discussion. V'yesh lomar, the time of mitzvah bav aveira, lav da'oraisa, ela midrabanan. Maybe mitzvah bav aveira is only a da'oraisa problem. I'm sorry, only a drabanan problem. Mi da'oraisa, there is no idea mitzvah bav aveira. The aveira is terrible, you did it, but it doesn't hold back the kiyum hamitzvah. So I wouldn't have known that it's a psul daraisa. That's why you need the pasuk. That is Tosfos's at least deya here. Tosfos notes that it's a machlokas rishonim. Machlokas rishonim, maybe even a machlokas tanoim, amoroim. Even in our daf, we have a deya, right? We have the next deya that we didn't read, Rabbi Yisrael bar Nachmeini, Amar Shmuel, that does not seem to alter the principle of mitzvah bav aveira, right? And that's a question, but it seems to be a machlokas. For sure, there's a deya daraisa. The ritva there on daf tes, and also here on daf lamed, says that maybe mitzvah bav aveira only applies to specific mitzvahs, at least according to the Bavli. According to Yerushalmi, it applies by a few more mitzvahs. But according to the Bavli, where do you have mitzvah bav aveira? You only have it by karban and by lulav, these two. You also have it in brachas, daf mem zayin, by tefillah. But what do all those have in common? Mitzvahs habalaratzos. The Ritva quotes from Bavli Atosfos that we don't have in our Tosfos, that any mitzvah that is specifically balaratzos, that is meant to bring me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, in general, all mitzvahs are meant to bring me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if there's a specific mitzvah that is direct, that's the essence of it, tefillah. Karban is like tefillah. A lulav is used during tefillah to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, maybe that's the only place where it applies. It does not apply to sukkah. And therefore, you need a pasuk to exclude sukkah gzula. The Yerushalmi also has it by matzah, right, which is expanded, matzah shel tevel. And the Yerushalmi even says, maybe it should apply. The Yerushalmi asks in Masechta Shabbos, why doesn't it apply if I carried something, if it was Pesach Shabbos, and I carried the matzah through the Rishus HaRabim, why is that different than stolen matzah? And the Yerushalmi is machalik with an important lashon, hu gufa aveira, taman hu avar aveira. Whether he did an aveira or it is an aveira, there's a difference between something that's labeled as a mitzvah habab aveira chefsa, that is That is something worse. But that is one answer, two answers that on that Gemara in Sukkah. Number one, maybe mitzvah balvera is only a problem to Rabbanan. Number two, maybe it only applies to mitzvahs that are balaratzo. So then you have the famous Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch's answer to that question, which many others deal with, Rav Shimon Shkup, argues in the Shara Yosher Gimel Yutes, argues on this Minchas Chinuch, but the Minchas Chinuch starts and fueled much discussion. In Shin Chav Hei, in the midst of Yeshiva B'Sukkah, he says, V'im ki ein darki b'chiber ze laharech, b'kush yosu pirukim, mash'einu nogei ladina. It's not my derech to be ma'arech with questions and answers that aren't lamaisa. He asks a lot of lamaisa questions. They're somewhat unusual. But he says, here, I'm going to get involved a little bit. Mikol makom nira lo imana lataris kushis atosus shahila niyazati svar nechona. V'mashahikshu, they ask the question, right, daf tes, lama likras besukash to the chalamut exula, is there a demesal balveira? Divinirali, dihine shnei mina miyesh b'mitzvah zasei. There are two types of mitzvahs asay, says the Minchas Chinuch. Ha'echad shi'chiyah bakar kafta dekol ish b'Yisrael. One is what we call a mitzvah chiyuvis, a mitzvah that you have to do. K'motilin esrog v'achilas matzah. U'mitzvah gazu, this type of mitzvah, if I don't do it, that's a problem. In mekayim osa rotzon abor yisbar chisale, if I do the mitzvah, I'm mekayim rotzon Hashem, ki chen tziva lo ha-melech baruch hu, v'mevatel ha-mitzvah, if I don't do it, if I don't put on tefillin, v'ein amani ha-tefillin, od lo not ha-lulav, bitel ha-mitzvah, v'yosa neged rotzon yisbarach, v'anosh yarish, I'm going against what Hashem wanted. That's one category of mitzvah, mitzvah chiyuvis. And then we have what's called a mitzvah sarashus, a mitzvah, a situational mitzvah. V'yesh mitzvah she'en chiyav la'asos, some could go in tzitzis. Datar lo chivos o lobosh beged shal abrakanfos. V'im rotze holech below beged shal abrakanfos. I could just go all my life without a four-quarter garment. V'eno neged ratzon abari baruch hu. I'm not going against ratzon Hashem. Achim mevi asmoli dechiyav. But if I put myself into the situation, shepe kavana lo vesh abrakanfos kedei lakai mitzvahs tzitzis zederach hatov hayasher. But if I choose to put myself into the situation bedavki in order to do the mitzvah, that's wonderful. If I don't, I'm not going against Ratzon Abore. Klal, in Mekai Mitzvah, Zuh Osar Ratzon Abore Baruch Hu, Avolim Eino Mekai Mitzvah, Eino Ovar Ratzon, Rakti Eino Mekai Mitzvah. Right? And that's the two aspects. Says the Minchas Chinuch, within the Mitzvah of Sukkah, you have both of these aspects. V'chein Mitzvah Zuh, Dahainu Sukkah, Yishba Shnei Chelkei Mitzvah. Hainu Belel Risho Shal Sukkis, that's a mitzvah shebechova. You have to go after a sukkah. V'meinu rotz lechol ena moel. You mechuyev lechol. It's like matzah and tefillin the first night. And if you're not makayim the mitzvahs, I say balayla rishon osen neged ritzon yisbarach shemo. I'm going against what the ratzon Hashem. U'bishara leilos v'yamin. But the other nights, im rotze ena ochel. V'en yoshe besukkah. V'en shuv chiyev alav kamot tzitzis. But the other nights, I have no chiyev. It is like other mitzvahs, achim ochel mitzvahs, I say lechol b'sukkah. But if I do eat in the sukkah, I'm doing ratzon abore. If I may not ochel, ein chiyuv. So that is with two type categories of mitzvahs, and within sukkah we have both. The gam b'shnei mitzvahs halalu, hu b'tzir gam keich, mevatel al mitzvah osenekad ritzona, kamo she'inu maniach tefillin on the first night. That is point number one. V'hine nira. Now he says mitzvah baba veira says you're not yotze the mitzvah. Hatam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in your mitzvah, but it would be done by an avera. The Kadosh Baruch Hu de rotsa bekach v'lo l'ratzon l'fanav de saneger yasa kategor v'ani Hashem soni gezal ba'ola ayin ran v'hine mishum ze shayach shaper lo mar to lo yotzi de ha-mitzvah ki ze eino ratzon abor yisbarach v'yim kein lo kiim ha-mitzvah. Mitzvah ba'avera, this is the yisod of the Minchas Chinuch now, we're getting to it, prevents the kiim ha-mitzvah, withholds the kiim ha-mitzvah. And when does that torpedo something in a negative way? By a mitzvah that you have to do, a mitzvah shebechova. By a mitzvah chiyuvis, if you're not yotze the mitzvah, then you're doing something terrible. Because Hashem is upset. Hashem told you to do the mitzvah, you're not doing the mitzvah. So when mitzvah baba veira torpedoes a mitzvah that you have to do, like lulav, then it has an effect. By tzitzis, by sukkah the other days, if it's a mitzvah about bavir, fine, you're not going to get the mitzvah, but not getting the mitzvah is not going to, you know, negatively affect you. You're not going to get extra brownie points. Emes lo kiim ratzon abori baruch hu, ki ein zeh ratzono yisbarach, aval mikol makom lo bitel ha-mitzvah, rak de lo kiim. Vavali ki bishen lo vish beged klal. It's, I don't get the kiim ha-mitzvah, so it's like I'm not wearing a beged adal konfos. O lo achal klal de lo kiim. Hachanami, avol mikal makom lo bita, avol onucha ladin oso, kimosh ochel chutz l'sukkah. But I'm not eating outside the sukkah. I'm not getting the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. But I'm not getting an aveira of eating outside the sukkah. I'm not getting an aveira of wearing a bag of dal kanfos without tzitzis. The physical act is being done, but the mincha, the mitzvah b'avira withholds the kiyum hamitzvah. That's the Minchas Chinuch. The Yesh came gamke nafka mina, and that he calls Ladina, kimena rotza lechel b'sukkah. And that's why he says, Mitzvah b'avira won't apply to sukkah. Because Mitzvah b'avira has to torpedo and make it that neged ratzon habore. But by this mitzvah, it doesn't make it a neged ratzon habore. Therefore, you wouldn't apply it. But now that there's a pasuk that passels, see what that pasuk is saying? It's kilu, you're eating outside the sukkah. Right? It knocks out not only the ki of a mitzvah, but you might even say the chefsa shal mitzvah. So if I would have only had that reason, if you sit in this sukkah on sukkahs, a stolen sukkah, you wore mekayim mitzvah, aval gam lo bitel. Aval atah, da Torah she gilsa de gazel pasul, but now that the Torah says gazel is pasul, im kein havi le ki'ilu bitel asei kemo she'ochel bebeisam. It's as if you eat in your house. V'lakach katzva Torah l'chol l'mute gazel, gabe sukkah, v'gabe tzitzis, kein nire la'aniyez da'iti. That's what he says, and he says, "Klal the mitzvah of avera, the mitzvah havi mitzvah, rak ba yedei avera, b'sukkah havi sukkah, rak shelo ratzon liyachashiv, b'komakam eni yashiv chutz l'sukkah." Vein about the mitzvah, that's mitzvah of avera. Avam mashar Torah pasla is not a mitzvah. Hafoch ba ki advarim lani yezayti kenim va'amitiim. Ve'arachti od bazeder apilpol ein kan makomo v'chibur zeh. So that is the yisod of the Minchas Chinuch, and many of the achronim were metame on the chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Again, look in the Shara Yosher, Gimel Yutes, and other Achronim, but that's the one that that deals with it. So that, again, that relates to our sugya that you need a pasuk for mitzvah b'avera, because maybe with the pasuk, without the pasuk, you would have thought that you did a terrible thing, but you still yotze the mitzvah. Kamash Blan, the pasuk tells me that you're not yotze the mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuch says the extra pasuk tells me by Gazel that not only are you not yotze the mitzvah, you didn't do the Maisa mitzvah, you didn't even do the Chetzah Shal mitzvah. Good. There's a lot more to talk about. Maybe we try to squeeze in one more topic. There is a machlokas we showed him. Tosfos here alludes to it. Tosfos Baba Kama Daf Samach Zayin discusses a machlokas, the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, whether mitzvah Baba Vera survives Yeush. Again, here by the Gemara seems to say that it does. Right, because but that's by carbon. By carbon, we have a high standard. The question is whether it survives Yeish in other contexts. The Gemara, and Tosfos discusses that. What about Shinui also? Whether Shinui, rather than Tosfos here, Avagav the Shini Kone Chasha Mitzvah Babavera, Avishakano Bashini Maisa, either you Kone Bashinui, maybe Shiny Bracha. But again, Machlokas, we've shown him whether Mitzvah B'Avera survives Yesh. What about the Gemara or survives Shinui, let's say? Let's focus on Shinui. Says the Gemara, let me just get the Gemara. So the Gemara has a Machlokas, Tosis, and Baba Kamad of Samach Zayin. According to Rabbeinu Tam, even if you say Yeush is Kone, still it's possible a carbon mishum mitzvah b'avera. And according to the Ri, whenever you were Kone, Kalecha, the Kone le'kagazlo, it's too less mishum mitzvah b'avera. Right, it's not a mitzvah b'avera. Aye, what about the Gemara and Baba Kama? The Gemara and Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Dala says, if you steal flour and you make it into a dough, ein zemavarech ele minayitz, so it seems even Shinui, even after Shinu, you still say Mitzvah B'Avera. It's a problem on the Ri, who says that Mitzvah B'Avera should not survive. So maybe Chumr Debracha. Chumr Debracha, to make a Bracha, Ein Zeh Mevarech Ela Menayitz, you know, then we're going to be even extra Machmir. Even regular Mitzvah B'Avera does not exist, but Lahazka Shev Shemayim is a higher standard. But then the question is, so what about Rabbi Natan? That there is Mitzvah B'Avera that survives. So what's the Chiddush of the Braisa? Of Ein Zeh Mevarech. Of course, you're not doing the Mitzvah, so there's no Bracha. So Rav Shechter explains on page Lamed in Eretz HaTzvi, he says maybe there's a difference there, because that's talking about Hafrashas Trumas and Hafrashas Chala. That's the bracha that we're talking about there. Maybe I would have thought Hafrashas Chala has two aspects. There's the Matir and there's the Mitzvah. So you weren't yotze the Mitzvah by Mitzvah because of Mitzvah of Avera. But maybe the Matir still works. maybe the kri is still mesukan. The chala is mesukan, even though you didn't get the mitzvah. So maybe that's the havamina, that the bracha you can make is related to the matir and not the mitzvah. Kamash v'lan, kamash v'lan, there is no matir. It didn't work, or no. It did work, but the bracha relates to the mitzvah, and that you don't have here. And we had a shiur years ago, about the concept of a bracha on a matir by a tefillin, or not a matir, at least on a chalos, not on a matir, but on a matir too, by shchita, by tilos yadayim, but also a bracha related to a chalos, like by tefillin and by kiddushin and by bris milah. So that was discussed in the past. But that comes up. But again, a mitzvah of Aveira has big discussions. Does it apply to a mitzvah Durabanan? Does it apply by a Aveira Bishogig and Ba'ones? An Aveira Durabanan, a place where you could be Misakein, Biyadol Asakno? Does it apply to Tevel? That's all, each one of those is a big discussion. And also the Rambam Shita is a discussion. Because the Rambam has different, gives off different messages, right? He says in Hilchas Lulav, Perakhes Alachates, the Lulav Gaza is the only problem on the first day. Right, which sounds like that it's not a problem, Mitzvah Bava Veir. But he does quote Mitzvah Bava Veir by Maso Shel Tevel and Perek Vav Alach Hazayin. So this is a problem with the sheet of the Rambam. The Menachas Asher discusses this in Kol HaMitzvos in Simin Yud Aleph. Okay, we'll stop here.